That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, that will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this October 6th. Is that right? October 6th. Goodness golly, 2018. Where has time flown? I don't know where August or September went, but here it is, October. Well, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, Brother Tim from Nebraska.
Good morning.
And I don't know about you guys, but we've got a foggy, misty 27-degree frost on everything here at the Radio Ranch. Got about visibility about 100 yards, and then it just rolls into a fog, and but a beautiful morning this morning. Going to have a sunrise here in the next half hour. A beautiful day starting out, and it will be a beautiful day because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. We thank you for joining us. We'll have the phone lines open this morning, coming to you live again on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network on internet, on the shortwave. You can call in on the phone line to listen. You can call in and make comments. And, of course, streaming to the WTWW shortwave and to the website, scripturesforamerica.org. Well, Jason, if you'd open us up in prayer, we'll kind of move on after that.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program this morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. We ask for your blessing upon the remnant across this land. We pray that you tend to their needs, Father. We're grateful to be here, and Father, we just ask, Father, that you just use us in a mighty and powerful way, and we pray that we can be a blessing to your people. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. And I'll mention just real quick this morning, first thing, our Bible reading plan that we've put out. Still got a couple months. If you haven't been following it, well, it's a blessing that's there. It's a tool that's there. It's like cutting down trees. If you're cutting down trees and you're using an axe or a hatchet, well, good. You can sure get trees cut down that way. If you get you a nice chainsaw with a sharp chain, you can do better. A better tool that will help. And that's kind of what the Bible reading plan is. It's a tool just to help you, to guide and direct you. Today's Bible reading, Old Testament, is Jeremiah 11 and 12. And had an interesting thing I saw in it this morning I thought that I'd share. And it's just one verse, Jeremiah 12, verse 3, and it's of course, Jeremiah praying. If you've read through it, you see that it is descriptive of where we are as a people today. People don't want to hear about it. No, they want to hear who's going to win the game Sunday and what's that quarter. You know, Tom Brady threw 500 touchdowns this past week, set a new record. Only three quarterbacks have set that. I heard more of that crap on the radio this week than I care to. That's what the people are interested in. But if you go back and read the Bible, you see why this land is in the mess that it is, and it's because we've turned away from God. And even in Jeremiah 11, God says, don't even pray for these people that have done this. Thank God we've had some grace and mercy poured out in the form of Jesus Christ that we can pray for these people today. But Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 12:3, he says, but you know me, O Lord. You see me, and you examine my heart's attitude toward you. And I just thought that was interesting and a comfort that God does know us, his servants, and he knows our attitude toward him. He knows our heart toward him. And that's a good thing. It is. It doesn't matter. You know, we're told that it doesn't matter what man thinks about us and what can man do to us when we serve the living God. And I just thought it was interesting there that Jeremiah is acknowledging that because I think he had the same thing. I think it was him against the world in that day. Him against you call him the remnant, him against the people at least the people of God that had turned away. I think he probably felt that same way. And it seems that way sometimes, you know, in speaking with people, the remnant that are on the ministry, that are wanting fellowship, that are seeking to be around like-minded people. And it's just because, you don't get none of us get a whole lot of that out there in the world. And it is needed. So we do thank all of you for joining us this morning. We know that there are those that join us from Sea to Shining Sea and all over the country. Some new members ordering books. And I think I mentioned it earlier this week down in South Africa and sending correspondents up into Canada quite a bit. So we welcome you here this morning. And didn't know if anybody had anything they really wanted to lead off on. I know it's kind of back to school time. I had a little article on that. If nobody else has anything to start with.
Yeah, I've been looking at some stuff, and it's they came out with a couple of different studies, and I think it's one of those things that it's one of the things that our pastor was warning us about for a long time and talking about, and it. The headline read, "The disturbing study finds that humans are getting progressively dumber, IQ points now dropping by 7 points with each new generation." And just a couple of the highlights in this, I thought it was really interesting. It says, "The dumbing down of civilization has been codified in a new study published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. A pair of researchers from Norway found that the average IQ levels are dropping, and that with each new generation, people in general are becoming progressively less intelligent. After evaluating the test scores of more than 730,000 young men, the Norwegian duo learned that the IQ levels are dropping by about 7 points per generation. These findings mirror those uncovered by a separate related study out of Great Britain, which revealed that IQ levels have been dropping by between 2.5 and 4.3 points per decade ever since the end of World War II. And, you know, we looked at, after looking at that, there's a lot of things that are contributing to it. You know, but I mean, I think that what number one is probably sin. You know, they try to go into the different chemicals on fluoride, health, this and that, which all of those do contribute. But I think that what's one of those things is, you know, I think it's pretty clear in the Bible that, you know, if you're sin, you're dumb. I mean, it's one of the things that happens.
Yes.
And you know, you look at you know, that's one of the things that you know, our pastor used to talk about all the time is the dumbing down of America, you know, and how they've constantly been trying to dumb our people down. And I thought it was really interesting that it started since the end of World War II. And to me, it just did, the war changed. There was a war that was waging then, and, you know, their tactics changed. We've been at war for a long time in this land.
Yes.
And, you know, tactics changed. We went to, you know, we got out of a physical warfare there and went to a spiritual, mental warfare. You know, we can constantly see it. And you know, by all means, the fluoride, I believe that has, you know, had a tremendous effect upon people. I mean, it's one of the things that have been, you know, it's a poison, is what it is, plain and simple, is what it is. And, you know, it takes the men and makes them docile. It also dumps people down. I mean, and, you know, everybody, you can say, oh, well, I got well water. Well, at some point in time, whether you're washing your hands, you know, in a public restroom or in a city tap or somewhere, you're going to come into contact with it. It's one of those things you can't stay away from it, and it's not avoidable. You know, most important thing to do is, you know, is to pray daily. You know, one of the things that we pray daily, no matter where we're at, is, you know, bless our food and cleanse it of any impurities.
Yes.
We don't have to know what all those impurities are, but, you know, I believe that's where faith kicks in and takes over. And, you know, that's the kind of faith that we've got to have, is that he knows and that he will cleanse it, that he'll cleanse our water, that he'll cleanse our food. Because, I mean, we are being bombarded with so many of these impurities that have been, you know, the poisoners are poisoning us with.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, and, you know, that kind of ties Matthew 4. I think it's Matthew 4:4 says, man should not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And like our pastor used to teach, if that's true, and we know it is because it came right out of God's word, then the opposite's true too, that if you, what you put in not only can, you know, cause you not to live, but can cause you to die. And that's a symptom. I mean, all those fluoride and all those things they take in, those are weapons, if you will, or symptoms of the warfare. But that's not the warfare. That's not what it's all about. It's just what they're using or what people won't do in order to do that. And that's part of that body count that they are creating. And when people leave God out of it and don't partake of the words that proceed out of the mouth of God to live, then they die without them. And I seen an article that kind of ties in with that, and they just finished the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, National Center for Health Statistics, just finished their death numbers for, I think it was 2017. They always run a few years behind because they got to get them correlated and everything. And drugs, alcohol, and suicide have become such rising numbers for young Americans that it's actually lowered the U.S. life expectancy. It's the first time in history that those particular items have actually lowered that. And we all know that God is a rock, and when you get away from that, and when you do that, you're out there all alone trying to cover yourself from all the fiery darts and everything else that, you know, we see these massive depressions, we see these massive, we've got bipolar people. I mean, I don't know, everywhere I turn I hear about all these psychological things, that are going on that are causing people to commit suicide. But the truth of the matter is, and psychiatry never, there is very little, and I'm not going to say none, because there are people in this country that do have faith-based psychiatry. But when you take faith out of it and you just look at the numbers, you know, you end up fighting the symptoms and not the disease.
Amen.
And that's what we see going on so often here, especially I think it's really obvious with these young people. I mean, drug overdoses killed 63,600 people in 2016, the report says, you know, yeah. So, and
yeah.
Men's age, right. Yeah, with men ages 24 to 35, their overdose rates for drugs have been just consistently going up 25% each year. So, you know,
yeah.
Absolutely. Crazy. Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's
you know, and not, it's not even just the illegal drugs, too, that people are using. I mean, it's illegal, it's the pharmaceuticals, but there was another article that ties in with that that says industrial crop chemicals, lead and mercury in vaccines are linked to brain damage and lowered IQ also. I mean, you know, and you know, people are getting dumber and dumber, and they're being dumbed down on purpose. And you know, they're providing these means of chemicals and drugs to them that are, and they've just made it completely readily available to them.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. A lot of them are legal.
Yeah, most yeah,
exactly.
of them are. Well, and we've, how many times have things we've talked about and know people that have succumbed to the opioid crisis that's being put out there? You know, and because that is mainly hitting what you would call middle class white America. Is the opioid crisis. And of those 63,000 deaths or 69, there's about 32,000, if I remember the numbers right, in 2016, middle-class white America that overdosed on prescription opioids, overdose deaths. And it is. It is, you know, when we read, hey, the sword without or violence outside and the sword within, you know, when God's people turn away from Him, there is no good in it, and everything is bad. When you were first mentioning this, Proverbs 1:7 came to mind. Right at the beginning of Proverbs, right at the beginning of the book of wisdom and knowledge, Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And so, when you have no fear of the Lord, you have no beginning of knowledge. It's as simple as that. They can have PhDs piled higher and deepers, and they can start children in preschool and, play Bach and all this Dr. Spock methods that they say to play for your children and to do for them, and early childhood development. I mean, we see and we hear these things all over. But it's all outside of the Word of God. And so it's going to be outside of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That is what, I remember our pastor teaching and commenting to, you know, to homeschool families, and that he said many times that he sure felt that if all you did was teach the Bible to your children, if all you did was teach your Bible to the children, that they would be head and shoulders smarter and better off than the so-called educated idiots that are run through this secular public fool system. And it is because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The rest of that verse says, fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so, you know, it's the fool that said in his heart, there is no God. And we're becoming a nation of fools, as you commented there, because...
Yeah.
We despise godly, and I say we, the people you're talking about in general, you know, this decreasing wisdom, decreasing knowledge and IQ rates in the country. When you despise godly wisdom, when you despise godly instruction, you are a fool, according to the Bible. And when you say in your heart, unlike Jeremiah saying, Lord, you know my heart, you know my intentions, you see me, Lord, and you know my desire. That is how we are to be. But no, today it's, they despise God. Oh, who is God? You know, And it's just not even in the public consciousness anymore, for the most part. Well, that's a fool. They can go to school all they want. They can start when they're 2 years old getting, quote, educated. And they can continue into the 30s like many are doing. I drove by the university. You know, school started here just, last month or so. And got a university here in Laramie and was driving by just the main drag and looked over. And the college students, they're 30 years old. Some of them over there, and maybe they're going for their second master's or PhDs or whatever it may be, but they're just continuing in this fool system. But until they have the fear of the Lord, they won't have it. You know, we talk back about in our history of this country, back in the one-room schoolhouse and the log home, and, you know, when this country was settled, there weren't a lot of books. There weren't a lot of libraries because they hadn't been built yet. There weren't even a lot of churches and a lot of schools. But when a town was settled, one of the first things they would build as a community, you know, was a church. That's one of the first things that they would build because they had the fear of the Lord. And that church during the week was usually the schoolhouse. That was where the people gathered. They, you know, if they didn't just school at home, and many times when you read about, if you read the true history of this nation, you know, and these are back in the, you know, in the days of de Tocqueville saying America is great because America is good, and many of the founding fathers were homeschooled. You get all the way into, you know, even the liberals, even into people like Abraham Lincoln and icons like that in our history. Not to get off on Lincoln, I know. But the settling, you know, as it got into the West, back when the West was places like Ohio and Michigan, okay, and then even further out, if there was any book in the home, it was the family Bible, and that's what was taught. And that fear of the Lord was their base of knowledge. That was their beginning of wisdom and their beginning of instruction. And that is one of the reasons that, as de Tocqueville said, America was great because Americans were good because they had that fear of the Lord. They had that biblical knowledge. And that's been taken away today, except for just a very few. You know, what are there, mainly, what, two Christian, quote, universities, left in the country? I think College of the Ozarks in Missouri is still a fairly Christian college, and Liberty University back east. I don't know of any others, because that type of knowledge has been taken away, the other thing that came to mind was when you were making that comment was the book by George Orwell, I think it is, 1984. And that was put out, what, back in the 60s, I believe. And it talks in there about a decreasing vocabulary, about how, you know, the words and very little speech comes out anymore, and how that words are just outlawed and changed. To where it's just these one-syllable words that the people are taught, and they're just slaves in the society, and everything is black and white and gray, and it casts the spell, you might say, of a dumbing down of society. It does that very thing, and here we are. Like you said, Jason, Pastor taught on it how many times on the dumbing down of America? And here we are living.
I don't know. He talked about it an awful lot.
He did.
You know, and it's one of those things that, you know, you look at, you talk about the war upon, you know, it's a war upon our children, but it's a war upon, you know, it's affected our old people as well.
Oh, sure, sure.
Alzheimer's is just an epidemic in this land. And, you know, that's the dumbing down of the elderly. They're not supposed to live out the rest of their days, in an infirm state like that, where they've completely lost their mind, and right. That's what we see a lot of. we see it, you know, you see it from the time people are born. You know, they want to inject them with mercury and lead and cadmium and, I mean, geez, all these heavy metals that in these vaccinations. And, you know, these vaccinations, I'm convinced that, you know, that they are part of the dumbing down process. I know that they're responsible for a lot of the autistic children that we have in this land. You know, and there's been more and more and more coming out on that all the time, where you have a perfectly healthy child and you inject it with one of these inoculations that they say, oh, your baby can't live without it. And instead of giving them one, they give them four or five of them. And, you know, within 24 hours, you have a completely autistic child that goes from walking and talking and feeding themselves to being a complete vegetable, or being, you know, something that would, that's even worse than that, is just in excruciating pain from the top of their head to the bottom of their toes, and just with their skin feeling like it's on fire, and there's no relief to it. I mean, you talk about torture. That would be, you know, just horrible. I mean, it'd be, you know, it's horrible for the child, but for a parent that's going through that, that's watching their child go through that, that's just almost unbearable.
Right.
And, you know, it's not only that, but it's the dumbing down of them. I mean, these things are you can look at time and time again. The studies show that you inject those kind of toxins into your body, your IQ is going to go down.
Yes.
And, you know, they do it from that, and with what they're putting in on these glycophosphates. You can look up, you know, you can look at glycophosphates and the effect on a person's IQ. And there's a number of things that show up. You know, you take, and then you take away the nutrients from the food on top of that, and you're not putting any nutritional value in the food, and a person's brain can't even function, you know, without some of these trace elements that, and minerals that need to be in there, and some of these things that that contact, you know, cross those blood-brain barriers. It's, you know, it, people aren't getting the fats that they need. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's catching up with them. And, you know, our job as the remnant is to see to it that, the next generation that's coming up is not dumber than we are, but they're more intelligent than we are.
Amen.
And we have a responsibility to do that, and to, you know, educate our children, and to, you know, see to it that that they eat good, that they're not vaccinated, that they're healthy, that they get a good godly Christian education. You know, those are the things that you know, that's important, and we need to take our offspring and giving them a good education and taking care of their needs and educating them on a lot of these things. We need to take that seriously, because, you know, when we leave them behind, that's the most important thing that we do leave behind. I mean, you can spend your life accumulating wealth and doing this and doing that, and you know, when it's said and done and over, your offspring's what lives on. And I think, and that's the best thing that we can do for them as well.
Amen. Amen. You know, absolutely. And to teach our children, again, see, that's where the beginning of knowledge is. That's where wisdom and instruction is from the Word. You know, John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, people can't realize, they don't realize, they won't, that there is a thief out there that wants to destroy their children. They just don't. But that's not all that there is out there. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Well, fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You can't go buy that life abundantly at Walmart, you know. Target doesn't deliver it. Sorry, it's not the way it goes. You know, you don't find that life abundant on aisle 14 at Home Depot. It's not the way it goes. It's in this Word. It's in reading it and believing it and obeying it. That's the other thing that the false Baal churches of the land that are on every street corner have done. And you know, is that, oh, well, there's nothing you can do. That's what they put out, that Jesus did it all. So just live your life, whatever. There's no mention of sin, no mention of repentance. But, let's see, Proverbs 1:7, still there. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Still there. You know, even Proverbs 3, healing to your body. You want to have healing? Read Proverbs 3. And it tells you what you need for healing for your body. And refreshment to your bones. Do we wonder why? You know, osteoporosis is rampant in elderly people. You mentioned dementia. You know, it's an absolute epidemic. Dementia is. Osteoporosis is, which is brittleness of the bones, not being able to absorb and use the, and your body use the calcium that you know, makes up our bones. Well, there's refreshment for your bones available. It's available. You can't buy it in a bottle. But it's available if you read Proverbs 3. But our people don't do that. Man, seems like there was something I heard somewhere. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of what? Knowledge? Lack of knowledge, yeah. Lack of fear of the Lord. And that's what destroys, and that's what is destroying. And when that's happening, our enemy, you know, it reminds me of the days of Balak and Balaam. We can't be cursed. But we can sin and turn from God, and His word is true. And our enemies believe that. They understand that much better than our people do. And they continue to make this sin and these curses seem, they're not, but they make them seem desirable to these uneducated masses. And that's where we are. That's where we are. Tim, you had something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's okay. I was just, you know, James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and who gives to all generously without reproach, and it will be given to him. And it occurred to me as we were talking about this, and this kind of ties into something else I wanted to bring up, but, you know, it rains on the just and the unjust alike.
Yes.
We know that. I think Pastor did a great job of speaking about how that works. Even people out there in the world who want to follow the rules I think farming comes to mind, but you know, if you want to furlough your ground every 7 years, if you want to follow God's laws on that, it will bless you because He set that in motion as part of the world. Those things aren't taught. And the only way they can be taught is through access to the Bible, through access to Christian teaching. And when you separate particularly God's people from that, they get dumbed down, just like Jason was saying, and it's obvious. Yes. We see it all around us, and they don't reap the benefits of that. They reap the consequences of it, because it rains on the just and the unjust alike. And so their goal is constantly to separate us from our God. That's their type of warfare. And you know, speaking about that, Pope Francis just did a deal over it with China over there, as regards the Catholic Church and the bishops in China, about how they're going to work together and do all these things. And we see, and you know, I go back to the fact that, let's see, the Catholic Church had the Inquisition, where they did what? Killed Christians. They had the all of these different things throughout. The Bible was only available in Latin. The common man had no access to God's word. Our Bible clearly says, call no man father except Christ.
Right.
And what is, you know, every leader of that church is that. They talk about graven images and bowing down to them and everything. And we see that. So we go through all that. And, you know, if it smells, you know, if it quacks like a duck and it looks like a duck, then it's a duck. But we see those things going on, and you know, we've got Pope Francis here on November 7th in 2016 saying, well, it's, quote, it's the communists who think like Christians, end quote. Seems to me there's some words there that don't mean what I think they mean. You know what I mean? And their goal is to alienate and isolate Christian people from their God and from each other, It sows the seeds of doubt about Christian Brethren when you're looking at accusal. And so I say, you know, if you were, your first thing is to get a group in there or some sort of a source of ultimate speaking that is recognized by the world. And if it's ungodly, well, then, you know, you've got a monkey driving the bus. So it's just one of those things. And then when you dumb people down, it's just like the lemmings. I mean, I'm always, whenever I hear about that dumbing down that Jason was talking about, I think about lemmings throwing themselves over a cliff by the thousands. And Pastor had a comic years ago that I used to have it hanging on the wall. It's since worn out, but it was a bunch of sheep going over a cliff. And here we had one of the remnant sheep going back the other way saying, excuse me, excuse me.
Yeah.
He was trying to get through the sheep that were going over the cliff, saying, I don't want to be here. So
I forgot about that. I remember that, though. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we see things like that, that's the difference it makes when we're separated from God, when we're separated from His wisdom and His ways, we become lemmings or dumb sheep. Or,
amen.
And when we, you know, so it's that's their number one thought is to first separate us from our God, and to second, to destroy our bodies and our minds. And think of the theft of the Alzheimer's that goes on, the theft of our history, the theft of our, how many of us, especially in the 40 and above age bracket, can say, well, you know, I learned that from grandma. I learned that from my grandfather. My, you know,
right.
I mean, we had praying grandmothers and praying
yes.
aunts and
yes.
uncles. And they, and I can remember that. I mean, you know,
yeah.
children, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, and we're told to teach our children the way that they'll go, so that when they're old, they'll not depart from it. Our younger people have issues with those sorts of things. It's to be expected. I think it's the very young don't always do as they're told, but through prayer, through love, through training, through example,
yes.
and I think through example is one of those things.
And discipline.
Yes, and discipline,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah, and those things are brought about so that it doesn't happen. But it doesn't always, you know, the timetable's not always our timetable, but it still will happen. God promised it would.
Amen.
So, you know.
Amen. You know, Tim, you, in mentioning that, you about that cartoon the pastor had, that graphic, you know, he had another one that ties in with these children and not having grandchildren or not having grandparents. You know, Pastor taught on the coverings, the prayer coverings that our children need. That a few generations ago, they had prayer coverings of a godly mother and father, of godly aunts and uncles, of godly grandparents, grandma, grandpa, on both sides of the family, that were alive and well and thriving and praying, and prayers from the local church for our children, and prayers from a godly Bible reading teacher in the public school system. All these prayers, our children, our people had all these prayers prayed over them, all these coverings. And so when the enemy would come along, he had to get through all these coverings to get, and he couldn't. So he couldn't get to our children. It was a lot harder. Well, Pastor Todd, and this has been 10, 12 years ago at least now, boy, time flies, how, you know, these the divorce is coming to the home. So you no longer have a godly mother and a godly father. There's separation there. So separation of their coverings. Separation of the godly aunts and uncles. So their coverings, their prayer coverings are not covering the children anymore. And then grandma and grandpa, yeah, they're either in a motor home with a bumper sticker that says we're outspending our children's inheritance, right? Or they're in an old folks home drooling, suffering from Alzheimer's. And so those coverings, either way, one way or the other, those coverings have been taken away. And so the prayer coverings that once covered our children, and of course that leads into the next generation, when they marry and start having children, and of course if, you know, they're not prayed for and have all those coverings, well then they're more susceptible to attack from the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we hear... That was the first news report this morning about the dumbing down of America, how the IQ, and that's, you know, there we are, second, third, fourth generation, apart from God, if not more, and the dumbing down, we are seeing the results of that, of and our enemy knows this. Our enemy knows, hey, we need to get the parents divorced so that the children are available. We need to get the grandparents, you know, either out in the motorhome or with Alzheimer's in the old folks' home, one or the other, so that they don't have that prayer covering over the children and over the women. Because, and Jason, you've reminded us time and time again, because our pastor did, that women and children are what? Spoils of war. Spoils of war. And our children are committing suicide. The women are leaving the home. You know, sometimes you read in the Bible where it talks about, remember some of the instructions it's given, older women, teach the younger women to what? Love their husbands, love their children. Why do you have to teach younger women that? Because they forgot. Because they don't know.
Yeah, somebody else is teaching them something else.
Right,
yeah,
because exactly. They've been brainwashed into, you know, bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan. You can, you know, you can have it all, baby. You can have it all. And that started back in the 60s. And so the enemy has been hard at work at it. And they've been quite successful at it. And so, you know, we have to, like you said, Jason, teach your children, folks. You have to teach your children. Teach them John 10:10 to recognize the difference between what the thief brings, the thief over here on the left that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so these things that have killing, stealing, and destroying, whether it's stealing joy from a marriage or killing children or whatever, that comes from the thief. And over here on the right, you've got Jesus Christ who came to bring life and life abundant. And you have that choice. I think that's that I always think about that verse that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, you know. Choose you this day, we were told. How many times in the Old Testament? Time and time again. Choose you this day. You choose the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, or you choose Jesus Christ who brings life and life abundant. Because you're going to be a slave to one or the other. It really is as simple as that. You're going to be a slave to one or the other, and the people don't recognize that. They don't, and they need to. They need to.
There was a study that just came out that was pretty interesting, too. It said it's by a company called Be Brain Fit, and they do a lot of all different kinds of, you know, basically healthy brain. But one of the things that they came out with was ensuring your brain is healthy is the first line of defense when it comes to keeping depression at bay. You know, and they're talking about keeping depression away because right now we got epidemics.
Yes.
I mean, it's basically, it's depression is everywhere. And, you know, where you got depression, that's where you have people turn into drugs, turn into alcohol, turn into other means of compensating for their depression or trying to deal with their depression, trying to make them feel happy. I mean, you look around, it's like, yeah, I can understand why people can be depressed. I mean, we need to be putting our trust in God and having faith. I mean, it's like those Gideon soldiers of old. Though weary, they pressed on. They had depression. That's what it's telling us. Even though they had depression, they pressed on.
Right.
And I felt that way, you know, in my walk, Christian walk in life, a number of times. But it's one of the things is we've got a commandment, though weary, we press on. But this article from Be Brain Fit talks about vitamin D is essential for brain health across the lifespan. It is essential for proper brain development in the womb, early childhood, and it helps keep your brain healthy as long as you age by feeding off the cognitive decline. The benefits of vitamin D can be felt regardless of age. And, you know, where do we get vitamin D from naturally? You know, naturally it comes from the sun. Stand in the sunshine, you get vitamin D. You know, talking about you know, God giving us something that He freely gives us. That's one of them. Now, supplementing it is fantastic if you get it from a good source. But it goes back to that, you know, to that having a healthy brain, fighting off depression, fighting off a lot of these other things that are coming to, that are attacking people. You know, it's something that's really important. So amen. I wanted to throw that in there as well, because it's, you look at the test results from blood tests that they, when they're testing for vitamin D, and basically this, the time of year that we're going in now that the sun has shifted, everybody tests low in vitamin D3.
Yes.
There's a doctor that I talk to here in town that always shares a lot of blood results with me, and we talk about it on a pretty regular basis. And it's she gets her vitamin D3 from us, but she's telling me that she's like, everybody, they always do a vitamin D3 test going into this time of year because people come in and they're getting the flu and they're feeling lethargic and they're having these issues and that issues. And it's something that, you know, even 10 years ago, it wasn't lacking as bad as it is. And she said there's just that constant decline in vitamin D3 in people's lives. And it just gets worse every single year. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
Amen. You know, the thought occurs to me, you know, what else has gotten worse and worse and worse regarding sunshine, where we get natural vitamin D, and that's the chemtrails. Now, I have no idea, and it's quarter till. We don't have time to get off on that. That's a whole subject on its own. But, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if they can implement things that help destroy our natural immune system, by somehow changing the sunlight that comes through as much as they can, well, that's what the enemy does. They steal, kill, and destroy. They do. But Jason, I'll give a hearty amen in a second to that about the vitamin D3. You know, we take it. We've been on it. I was down printing the newsletter this week. Had to get another flat of D3 from Jason because the remnant order it like crazy. We have it on special now. Buy two bottles, get a third one free, and you need to have it. You need to take it. It stays out on our counter. We make sure our children take it every day, because it helps. It helps. We need all the help we can get. You know what we read in the Word. You know, we ask for wisdom, and we get it. But we do. We need help in the physical. We need help in the spiritual. You know, we have to have both of those to be the Christian warriors that we need to be. To be that Gideon elite, like you said, Jason, though weary, pressing on. You know, that builds endurance. And that builds character. And it teaches things like perseverance, and that's what we are to have. Those are the characteristics we're to have. It's awful hard to have that when you're sick, you know, when you got the flu all the time, when you're coughing and hacking and you're not feeling good. So that D3, we have it available. We advertise it in the newsletter, still advertising it. Jason's got a great article in this Volume 7 newsletter that we're printing right now. Should be able to mail that hopefully midweek this next week if everything goes well. An excellent article that I think you wrap it up with that D3 that talks about these very things. And so, you know, Remnant, it's like the truth that Pastor always put out. Here it is. Take it or leave it is basically how it is. You know, here's the truth. You decide. You decide. But it sure helps. It does. It sure helps. You know, I'd mentioned at the beginning about school starting, and you know, you'll get this kind of knowledge. But you know what? And this was just local here, Colorado State. Colorado State is telling their students, now this is what the university's teaching, new students, okay? New students come in this year. What you need to do, students, is you need to avoid using gendered emojis, students. And I saw that. I didn't know what the heck it was. But, you know, in their social media, because that is such a huge part of communications. I guess, you know, they sit in the commons, they sit in the library, they sit in their rooms, And the people don't talk anymore. They just text each other. And they post to social media, Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and all this, you know, all this mess. Well, CSU has said, well, it warns its students against using gendered emojis. Avoid gendered emojis. You want to be more inclusive. Just use the yellow smiley faces or object emojis. This is what it's teaching its students. You know, it that kind of, to me, stands in contrast. I think we've all seen the, and I don't have it here in front of me, but it comes to mind. Remember the instructions for teachers back from like the late 1800s and early 1900s? You know, the teacher, she had to be she couldn't be married. She had to, you know, dress had to be down to her ankles. Sleeves had to be to her wrists. You know, she had to be at the schoolhouse an hour before the students to get the fire going, and you know, she had to be above reproach in the community, things like that. The instructions for the teachers that set the mode and the pace for the teaching of the students, and today it's condom dispensers in the library, and just, you know, don't offend a boy by calling him a girl, or vice. Don't offend a boy by calling him a boy, I guess would be the way it is now. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Malachi 4:2 says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and yes, you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall." And yes, I think that sums up what we've been talking about today. First, calves don't skip about when they're loaded down with heavy burdens. And we see the burdens that this system seeks to tie on our shoulders and load us down with. And I think that the other part of it is about, there's some reason that they attack the sun and the food and all those things, and we see that going on. But we have a promise that if you fear God's name, that there's healing on its way. And, yes, those problems can and will be undone.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 3. Read Proverbs 3, folks. You need refreshment for your, you know, healing for your bone. Read it. It's right there. And what was that verse, Malachi 4:2, that you had read, Tim?
Malachi 4:2.
Malachi 4:2.
And the thing that all, yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's the Son of Righteousness, S-U-N. So,
yes, yes.
You know, I mean, isn't that?
Yes. And, you know, Jason, the thought occurred to me when you, and I think, Tim, you had mentioned also about the Christian psychology. And, you know, Romans 8:28, you know, and I know that verse has always been there. It's just been the last few years that's really made come to light, at least in my life and my walk. And, you know, God works all things for good for those that love him. Well, you have a choice. Choose you this day. Who are you going to serve? You're going to serve Jesus Christ? Because if you love him, guess what? He works all things for good, no matter what. But if you choose Baal or you choose the world, well, he works all things for good for those that love him. If you don't love him, well, he ain't going to work all things for good. You know, and so see, it comes back to that personal responsibility, that choice. God gave us a choice. We have, you know, unfortunately, the instinct we have is that sin instinct that we have to overcome. But, you know, God, when he created us, when he created Adam, man, that can blush in the face, he wanted a person to tend the garden, and he gave that free will to. He wanted someone to love him and serve him because they wanted to make that choice to do that. Not like a dog. You know, we've talked about it before. You take a Labrador down to the river, and that dog's going to jump in the river. That's all there's to it. It's just an instinct. You know, the dogs are going to chase cats. The cats are going to catch mice. I mean, that's just what they do. Adam, man, us, we're different. We have that choice. And to me, that's the best psychological advice, or some of the best that I've ever read, is that he works all things for good. So don't worry, you know, and it tells us time and time again, don't fret. don't worry. Cast your cares upon him. Cast your anxieties upon him who cares for us. And, you know, to me, that's good advice. You mean I don't have to bear this sorrow, you know, this pain and anguish? And no, we don't. We don't. That's part of that good news of the gospel. It's not for the whole world. It is, but they're not going to turn. The masses aren't going to turn. You know, when they asked Jesus, just a few being saved? He said, yeah, just a few. Just a few. But praise God, there are those few. And you can be part of that few. Well, guys, we're about out of time. I want to make sure we put an invitation out to church. That's one of the ways you can at least get on that right step. Take the right step in the right direction. Get on that right track is join us for church. Not that coming to church does it, but the things you'll see, the fellowship you'll have, the exposure you'll get will help you on that path. It'll strengthen you. It hopefully will encourage you to love and good deeds. And you can join us on your computer at scripturesforamerica.org. Scripturesforamerica.org, starting at 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern on Sunday mornings. And we'll have a live church service. And we'll have a timeless pulpit truth. Brother John will be there with a live service. Looking forward to that. We'll have a communion service. We'll have some praise and worship music. A timeless pulpit truth that I don't know if you saw that one last week by Colonel Moore, but it was just today. It was being filmed live. And it was 1985. The prophecies that were given, the warnings. And here we are living them today. And so we encourage you to join us for church. We're doing all we can here at Scriptures for America to get these truths out to you, to make it available to you. Again, it comes down to a choice. You can choose to not forsake the assembly, or you can do whatever you want to do. It really does come down to that. But that's between you and God. We've made the invitation, and as for me and my house, we'll be there tomorrow, good Lord willing. And the creek don't freeze because it's about that kind of weather. Well, men, thanks so much for joining us. We thank you, Remnant, for joining us. And guys, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Rolling, 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 stay high. Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever. Knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more.
Stay high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.